Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
If you have a pen and if you have paper, you can write an acronym, which is going up and down, and write L-O-V-E. And I'm going to fill in the blanks with L, for you can guess what L might represent. Do you have a hint? Love. Okay, you good Lord, is that's good too, but it's going to be love. For this is February, and we want you to know that God loves you. He loves you so much that He created you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. He knows all your inward thoughts. He knows your motives. He knows your desires. And He even knows your fears and your anxieties, your worries, your concerns, your lack of faith, your faith. He knows how much you're reading the Bible. He knows how much you're praying. He knows what you're doing at home, behind the closed doors. God knows everything. And what we've got to come to the point is that we finally get on our knees and we say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And we have got to understand that nothing is too hard for the Lord. And so we've got to be willing to do that. So what we're going to do is I have to do it, even though some people say, oh, you do it every year. Yeah, I do. But let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, because I think we have to learn what the Lord says is what is love. What is love? Let me read what love is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm not going to do what everybody does and what I normally do. I'm not going to start in verse 4. I'm going to start in verse 1, because you need to get verse 1 through 3 to get verse 4, because verse 1 through 3 is very, very important. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Now that's a very, very strong words about, you know, oh, I got faith. Oh, I can, you know, I give to the poor, you know. Well, guess what? If you don't have love like the Lord wants us to have love, what does He say? I gain nothing. I am nothing. He says, you know, we've got to understand I am nothing without love. Love is patient. Now, this is the description of what love is. So do a self-examination. How are you doing on love? Well, you don't understand, Charlene. My husband or my wife is not speaking to me, not seeing me. And he just got a restraining order and hadn't even been talking to her. It does not matter. It's not her. It's the enemy that's shooting the fiery darts at him. And it looks like her, sounds like her, but it's the enemy that is doing this, okay? We've got to know that. And you can go to Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18, and read about that and understand it, that we need to understand who the enemy is, okay? Now, we're not going to do a teaching on spiritual warfare tonight, but we need to understand. Let's examine our heart and how are we doing and loving our spouse when they are not lovable. Does that classify pretty much a lot, almost all of you now? So, okay, so you know where I'm at. But this is where we're going to say, okay, will you, can you, when you get on the phone and they're screaming at you, can you turn on God's unconditional love? When they're doing something and saying something or whatever, can you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, zip your lips and start praying and saying, Lord, give me the right words. Let me answer properly. Let me not scream back. Let me be able to answer as what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? That's what we've got to do. quit worrying about what they're saying or what they're doing. Your Lord is your defender. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your counselor. He's your comforter. And if we didn't have him to help us through this, we all would be basket cases. Okay? But he is there, and he wants to be your spouse for the season. I am married to the Lord for the rest of my life. I can make it. I can do all things through Christ. But with my Lord as my husband, he is going to help me through any and all of these situations. Anything. You know, I just got to cry out to him. So when I get stuck with a problem, I cry out to him. If I get in a situation where I hear a song and it just reminds me of Bob, I'll cry and say, Lord, you got to heal my wounded heart. And he's doing it. So, you know, I give God all the praise because he is giving me the peace that's beyond understanding. If he can give it to me, he can give it to you. I know that I know.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.